Patient's name is Nico McFerrin, first name N-E-Y-C-O, last name M-C-F-E-R-R-I-N. Date of birth is 1/20/1967. Date of service is 6/14/2022. History of present illness. This 55-year-old female presents to the clinic to follow up on upper and lower back pain. Status post-motor vehicle accident. Patient states that she's still having some neck tightness and some pain in her lower back. She is still following up with a physical therapist and chiropractor who is recommending cervical spine MRI for further evaluation, which we do agree with the plan of care. Patient's allergic to codeine and nitroglycerin. Current medications were discussed with patients placed in chart. Some medical history, opioid dependence, anxiety, arthritis, and kidney cancer, or surgical history, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, neck and back fusions, right kidney and right knee. Social history, denies drugs, denies ETOH, admits to smoking half a pack per day, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 137 over 69, heart rate 91, respiratory 16, temp 99, O2 97, she weighs 224 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pleural neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion. However, she does have tenderness with lateral movement of her neck. Chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, cleared auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, case study, skin swarm dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, cervical spine strain and lumbar pain. Status post-motor vehicle accident. Patient will be given an order for an MRI of the cervical spine with contrast. We will call her once that appointment is scheduled so she can have that taken care of, and then we'll schedule her next appointment to discuss the results of those findings. Patient will continue with her current treatment plan with physical therapy, chiropractor, and medications for symptom relief. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she can return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.